Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Vicky James, and I just sipped tea on Tea with Tay podcast.
Hey, guys. Welcome to a brand new episode of Tea with Tay Pod. This is the only podcast that brings you to tea as it is hot. And speaking about tea, this podcast is proudly sponsored by my faves, Lipton. Today, my guest is a superstar designer who has clothed some of the biggest stars from Africa and across the world. She's popularly known as Vicky James, but her real name is Victoria James. And today, she's on my podcast. And I'm feeling like, you know, we have a big deal in our midst. Please put your hands together for my guest. Victoria, that came 2 hours late. Vicky.
Say no.
Vicky, I call you for how many o'clock? You come 2 hours late. You brief us later.
No, verse. I say make I dress well for you. Make you for happy. You don't like him. Don't you like what you
see? I love you two verses. A look sha.
Uh-huh.
If you delay me for 2 hours and you arrive like this, I will let it go.
Exactly. I knew it. That's why I had to come correct.
Arrive. When did they come?
You said that you arrive.
You mean like first day for Pesikesa Shosh.
How I go do now? How I go do?
Where you collect this facet from?
You I make won't a... get for Instagram. Oh. I just see. She made one for me yesterday. I said, where I'm eating hot. I say, okay. This podcast, where they come so? And one way, another one way. So,
Gim, my queen, I stand. Okay, first, before we get into this conversation, mm-hmm. I have to say that I respect you so much. Your Instagram videos give me life. You know what's so funny? I'm a content creator, mm-hmm. but for you as a designer who has a busy schedule,
I know,
to
right?
invest yourself in content, mm-hmm. I applaud you.
Thank
because
you.
Because your content, they give you life.
I go do now. Yeah. Because there's a side of me that people don't know.
Yeah, you have you personality.
Get. Exactly. Like, yeah. So many personalities, actually. Yeah. And I feel like people follow me. They should see some parts of me, you know, that they don't know about. Yeah. And it's something I enjoy doing. Because, funny enough, when I was growing up, yeah, I thought I was going to be an actress.
Oh.
In fact, I actually started my acting career because there was one movie that I started in Ajegunle.
Stop.
Like all these small productions. Oh. There was one movie I started. I recorded like 2 scenes. Only for me to now go for like to record another scene. When I went there, the producer and director said, nobody's going home today. Everybody must stay for there. I don't can't tell my mama because I don't get phone to call. That's why I don't take Congo house that day. The next day, I can't see phone call my mama. That's why I tell my mama, say, Mom, see, oh, no, vest, I don't come back yesterday. Oh, not, I was like really little. I was in like junior secondary school.
Ah.
You understand? That's why my mama say, hey.
You know,
say, if I don't come back this house, that's why my producer, they call her, they beg her. She can say, okay, make I come back tomorrow. As I come back tomorrow, all of my daddies don't day for house. They tell her, say, then go spoil your picking. Yeah. If you allow this picking, ask this film, then go ruin her life. As I come back, that was the end of my acting career.
Jesus, mommy, why?
So you get, so I just feel like, oh, it's just another way of me expressing myself. Yeah. That's why I'm really grateful for social media because it's actually helped a lot of people. It's really changed lives. Like, we have people, they see joy. Yeah.
And also, like, it's, you're doing this in good time because you're really established and you can also share your personality on social media. Mm-hmm. And it's also helping with the brand as well because, you know, it feels like it's a touch point for us. Like, mm-hmm. we like Vicky James, so obviously we'll do...
Something
we'll,
extra.
We'll buy Vicky James. Speaking of Vicky James, you know, we know you as Vicky James, but I feel like there's another person, as you said, there's more personality to Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say Victoria is?
Hi. What's in your business?
Take your time.
Well, I would say, are you asking me like about?
How would you describe, if somebody came to you and said, you know, how would you describe Victoria James? Away from all the, we know Vicky James now as a superstar designer, but before Vicky James, there was Victoria,
mm-hmm.
who grew up in Ajegunle, who had a regular life, who had family, mm-hmm. who interacted with her friends. Mm-hmm. Who is that girl?
Well, okay, I'll say that, I've always been that girl that really just wanted to enjoy life, right? But I wasn't born into that kind of life. So my life has always been, everything I've done in life has always been towards being successful, right? Mm. So I've always been a hustler just because there's a goal that I've always wanted to achieve. There's a place I wanted my family to be. I wanted to make a name for myself, make a name for my family, you know? So when they, you know, I wanted to be that kind of person that in the future, when my mom or my brothers or my cousins, they say, oh, do you know this person? She's my cousin and it will mean something you get because I don't have anybody like that in my family. So I've always been the girl that wanted to break something. And by the grace of God, I've been able to do that to an extent, even if there's like more that I want to achieve, right? Yeah. So yeah, I'll just say that I'm a girl that came out of nothing and did everything she could to become what she's always dreamt of becoming. Yeah.
You know, I love a good grass to grace story. Let's talk about your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you have shared some things on social media that, you know, it endeared you. Like, it made me, I mean, I know that you're a designer, but for when you shared those things, I'm just like, oh, girl, I like her more now. So please tell me about growing up in, because you grew up in Ajegunle with your mom and your siblings.
Yeah.
Tell me about growing up.
Well, growing up was not easy because I grew up in Ajegunle, and Ajegunle is not a place where you raise a child. So it takes a lot to actually raise someone who end up becoming a responsible person in Ajegunle.
Mm.
And the truth is, trust me, a lot of responsible people have come out of Ajegunle. Mm. That's why our parents, like the job of our parents is really, really important, right? Mm. And I'm always grateful for my mom because of the kind of upbringing that she gave us, you know, for bringing us up in the way of the Lord. And this is something that I feel like a lot of parents undermine, right? Or I don't know if the word is undermine or undermined. So I feel like this is something that they don't take seriously, like bringing up a child in the way of the Lord. Yeah. Especially in this generation where it's more like, people are just
social media
life.
Is raising us.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That's the explanation. Social media is raising us. But it's so important. And this is like something that has really impacted my life and the life of my brothers and the life of so many other people that I know from Ajegunle that are doing well now and are doing living well. So yeah, like I said, raising a child in Ajegunle is really hard. So growing up was really hard because when I was growing up, there were a lot of young girls, you know, got pregnant along the way. Yeah. And right now, I go back to Ajegunle, I see them and they're just there. Yeah. Life is the same. Nothing has changed, you know. So it was a lot of
pressure.
Determination, you know, to not be like that, know, that I had to take upon, right? And growing up, I had to hustle a lot because my dad died before I was 5.
Wow.
In fact, my mom was still pregnant with my last born when my dad died. So, you know, from 5 years old with no dad, thank God for my dad's brothers because they helped us, you know, at least through school, they tried their best.
Mm-hmm.
I've been like a hustler since like primary school. You know, get with your name. I'm not sure say get any handwork for this world.
We know.
Well, some shall like all those carpenter work and the rest. In fact, I even followed that one because there was a time I used to make kolo for saving money. I used to make knitted outfits like cap, blouse. I was
always
good
industrious,
in Ajegunle, you know. From there, I started to sell things. From there, I started to do hair. I was making hair for like all my classmates in primary school.
To get money.
Every weekend. After school, even when I didn't make hair, sew clothes for people, you know. I was doing all of that. And then after secondary school, and I went to further learn how to make hair proper. So after then, I was not like a proper hairstylist, you know, hairdresser in Ajegunle. And I was making money, you know, before. And I left Lagos and then went to Akwa Ibom for school. Started makeup and hairstyling there. From there, after school, I came back to Nigeria, to Lagos, rather than Nigeria.
I said, who said I go abroad? I beg, leave me, Vicky, please.
I came back to Lagos, and then that was how God just redirected my steps from, you know, doing this into doing what I do now. So, yeah.
Okay, so let me come back, right? Because also, you know, I understand that place where as a young child, because I grew up in Warri, so all of that,
yeah.
This one, before you know your classmate, don't get belayed, we saw it, right? But what level of resolve will it take you as a young girl to see those things? Because it's one of two things. Either you see those things and you're influenced by it and you decide that this is where I'm going to end up anyway.
Yeah.
Or you see it and you're like, never, this can never be me.
Yeah.
But it's only a handful of people from that space that would decide that, you know, whatever happens, right, I'm not going to be one of these people. I'm probably an example like that.
Yeah.
So but you, what was it that you saw that you just made you realize that, you know, there's something worth for me.
I understand what you're saying completely, because most times I see that and I think about it, I'm like, is it how these people just like suffering in life? Yes. Like, is it that maybe they cost you from birth that you just have to suffer? And I know it's not like that.
Yes.
So actually, I used to think about it, but that's why I said upbringing really matters.
Yeah.
And it's not like if your parents bring you well or they try their best to bring you up in a responsible way, you know, they teach you the responsible things of life. It's not like you must now become someone who's responsible. Because the truth is, I know a lot of mothers who have tried their best to raise children who are responsible. But at the end of the day, the picking go see, they thief from them. Yes. People go see, they even do worse things. Yes. So, I mean, upbringing is still there, sir. Because number one, I would say that maybe parents should teach their children contentment from like a very, very young, from even like toddler age.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, the reason why most people, most children or most young people try to do all these things is either because, mostly because they are not content with what they have or where they are.
Right?
I'm not saying that when I was growing up, I was content with how we were living, right?
Yeah.
But I was very much aware of the fact that life is in stages. You can't just jump from here to here, right? And you know that growing up in Nigeria or in Africa, there's a way that they raise us up, right? And sometimes it's not really, really good because there's some things they don't tell us, right? But then talking about it, when you look at people, like maybe people who are raised abroad, and you look at most people who are raised here, some of us raised here actually turn out better than some of them raised there.
Yeah.
Even when they were being told things that we were not told.
Yes.
Do you understand? So,
you think the hardship?
I swear, I can't.
You think
the hardship
made us stronger and
tougher? Exactly. Oh, that one is for sure. For sure. The hardship makes us stronger, for sure. That's why, as a Nigerian, if you don't grow up at Jegunle or places like that, there's no place you go to you can't really survive in.
Right.
Because the hardship clearly makes us stronger.
I'm curious about what kind of person that your mom was. Because if your dad had passed early...
I was going to say that.
So if your dad had passed early and she had to raise three... You guys are three, right?
Yeah.
So she has to raise three kids in the way of the Lord, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And you are this... You're in a jiggle where, before you know one bros... You're in a jiggle where, before you know one bros, won't get corner. Mm-hmm. Before you know she don't get belay, before you know she don't stop school.
Exactly.
You understand? That reality was there too.
Yeah.
She probably has to be very hard.
Exactly. I was going to say that it also has... That question you asked me before, it has a lot to do with the parents themselves,
right,
or the people who raised them.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because if you grow up with someone who... Or if the person raising you is somebody who... Normally, the person, you know, the person eye they one day outside. You understand? You know, the girl's person will advise you something. You will look and say, I said that who they advise me be this.
Yes.
Do you get? So it has a lot to do with the person. Now, I lost my dad at 5. Trust me, Tay, until today where I stand here, I never see my mom with any man. Like, not one man. I've never seen my mom, like, dating any man before.
That's crazy.
The only one time that it looked like there was one uncle that was talking to her, you know, even Tay, I know just no waiting happened. It just ended, right? And this is not like, say, maybe I know catch her. Since I was born, since I lost my dad until today, my mom has never slept out of the house when nobody saying at church night vigil, where they go. And I remember when my dad passed, one of our pastors in church, the head pastor in church, asked her that, oh, are you going to remarry? She said no, that she cannot, she's never going to remarry, that she wants to give her life into raising her children. Right?
Yes, and God bless her.
And the kind of person that my mom is, my mom obviously hustled.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get anybody for Ajegunle, for that our area. We don't know my mom. You get, like, she literally worked in so many stores there. She made clothes for so many people.
She was a designer too.
Yeah. I learned the basics of tailoring from my mom.
Right.
You get. So I believe that, like, the kind of person that she is and she was when we were growing up also, you know, impacted us. Yeah. Because when she did tell us, when she did tell me, oh, no follow man, no do like this. I can literally see her. Like, she's raising 3 children. She's supposed to follow man.
To support, yeah.
To support us. Do you understand? I not see my man with one man. Do you get? So, even me, when I even do stubbornness, don't follow the man, I yes. think I'm saying, ah, what did they even they really find? Do you understand? Mm. So, yeah, the person where they raise the pikin to, what's in the person
the example, yeah.
is very, very important. Yeah.
That's crazy because, you know, she probably needed companionship.
I said to
decided
today,
that, you know, for the sake of her daughter.
Till today, I didn't wonder how she dwam. Like, you know, when they grow up, I feel say, okay, she don't just need man, we day, you know, that kind of thing. But when you don't grow up, they don't tell you, oh, don't have sex. We don't say, okay, we know they have sex. We be, but, make we keep ourselves for the Lord. You know, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Something can't go happen. You can't go have sex. You know, you can't see, say, ah, this thing. Normally, now something where they had to stay away from. How did she do it? Do you understand?
Yes. I was going to get there.
How she take Duam? I didn't think I'm till today. So far, so much that now I'm even telling her, mom, you know the reason why you feel like you have companion and you know they miss anything? That because they will stay here.
Yes.
By the time I get married, you know, she stays in my house now. Yeah. We stay together.
Yeah.
By the time I get married, by the time my brothers get married, you know they will tell him because you know we can't live with us.
Yes.
You guys find Bobo. In fact, at the you side the post and say, I beg go, if you get Papa, we find Bobo.
But you know, also another thing, you know, in this part of the world, when women lose their husband, it's always hard to
I know.
Find a new man. Also, I'm sure she's been away from that mental space for a long time.
Yeah.
Where she won't start from?
Say, she go get started. Because... where body go tell her feet come rich soon. Do you understand? Mm. And it's just the truth because the only reason why she feels like she's okay, even if I feel like sometimes she has to just pretend like she's okay.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, she needs someone. And I honestly can't wait for when she would find that someone.
Mm.
Honestly, I can't. Because it's not easy. I don't go fit day there. We don't go fit day there all the time for her.
Yeah.
We don't go fit.
But, you guys are proud of the work that she has done as a mother to raise all three of you.
100%. And I say it all the time. All the work that I do is so that I can make her proud.
Right.
Do you understand? Right. Like, there's nothing my mom wants now that I will not go all the way to do to for provide, her.
Yeah.
Because she don't try. She don't sacrifice all these years alone. She for not leave us, go marry, maybe move us. Let me say my mom, they see toasters. My mom, they see toasters. In fact, I remember years back in Ajegunle, when I just finished secondary school, there was one guy that was toasting my mom. He was a bit younger than my mom, but he loved her.
Yeah.
Because my mom, fine. Not being now, she fine, her body, everything sets. So, I didn't see say people, they try to talk to her.
Yeah.
But the problem with my mom, like ever since up until now, if you be man, say you start to follow my mom talk, my mom follow you talk small. Can't go mistakenly ask her out. Now, there on a friendship end. Say, you even insinuate them. You never even ask.
Well, she was so in love with your father.
Oh, 100%. And I feel like the reason why it's so easy for her to stay alone is because my mom was like the first person she ever... My dad was like the first person she ever dated. My dad was the one that disvirgined her and everything. Yeah. So, I feel like that's the reason why it's so hard. Do you understand? Because if you say that woman, we don't date with men. Maybe it would be easy. Yeah.
But you know, it's so beautiful to see you now. And I'm trying to think about your life from even just getting to secondary school, watching other people's families who were together, who were, you know, people that their papa would provide for if just school fees time rich. But for you, it was always one hustle to another hustle.
Yeah.
How did you balance school with all the multiple hustles?
Well,
what was secondary school like for you?
So, well, I guess, like I said, my dad's brothers were helpful when I was in secondary school.
Yeah.
So, the school fees, office was, it was a lot then because, of course, you know how money be as at then, you know, but they were helpful. So school fees was not really, really a problem. Even if sometimes we go pay late, then go pursue us, we'll go out, we'll stay out like 1 week or some days before then we'll go pay the school fees back, you know, that kind of thing, that one day. But most of the hustling I was doing was mostly for us to be able to feed, you know, eat well, feel, live life well, wear better clothes to an extent, you know, because me, I like better thing. I like to better thing. So my mom will cook food. I know they like all those. I feel like it's the question you've asked me before about how, why I was really working and doing all of that. Now, because it did my body like to better life, they hungry me.
Because you chop lifestyle, normally.
Better life,
they
hungry me. Not be the one my mom go put soup, she go put one meat inside. Me and my brothers go, they drag the one meat, all those kind of things. So I wanted to work so that the day I want eating Indomie and egg, I'm not going to look at soup. I go feed Indomie and egg. You know, everybody go feed, eat better thing.
To be comfortable at this.
You know, now the reason, now the things have been this. Ginger me to work, be that, you know. So, but then another, the place where hustle and education I had a clash was now when I entered university.
Right.
Was that when I entered university? Because I went to the university to do, I didn't even go there to do biochemistry. I went to, my uncles wanted me to be a doctor. My uncle, my mom, they wanted me to be a doctor. And when I was in secondary school as well, I thought I was going to be a doctor. Because, you know, peer pressure, most of my friends, they were doing well, and all of them, they go science. Some of my teachers were even telling me, well, are you sure? You're very good with art, you know, and business. I'm like, no, nah, medical doctor, I won't be. I won't make my family proud, you know. So I write jam, tire, I pass jam, pass to CME. They no give me admission. Because if I go do pre-degree, I can't go do pre-degree.
For Akwa Ibom.
For Akwa Ibom. I can't go do pre-degree. After that pre-degree, I suppose write one exam, we go, maybe say if I reach a certain score, they will now put me year two for medicine.
Right.
So, I mean, the place where business actually now started affecting education was when I entered university. Because, like I said, when I did pre-degree, I was meant to do medicine. After the final exams, I didn't get the score for medicine. So I was offered biochemistry. Right. And trust me, for secondary school, I won't say I'd be mumu for biochemistry. I don't know nothing, you guess. But because I already waited, I already stayed home for too long. I'd already written jam like 3 times.
Wow.
I didn't want to wait again. Mm. I just make a collect the biochemistry. I can't collect the biochemistry. My uncles, they helped with school fees for that first year, you know. Then second year, they tried. So I did well in the first year, second year. From the third year, school, my scores were now shaky because I was down like a full-time makeup artist and hairstylist, you know, because I was still sending money home, sending money to my brothers, paying my fees as well. My cousins
from
were
this
also
business.
Yeah. My cousins were also helping. And then most of the times when I go travel, go do jobs, you know, lecturers go don't come give. I said, I even posted this in one of my videos. Lecturers go don't come give impromptu tests, you know.
Yeah.
By the time you come back, you won't go back them, say, I know been there, oh, I know they say you won't give tests, though. They go say they won't sleep with you. So, you know.
You face that as well.
Not today. I even know their name. I know what call their name.
I've been not calling them. Just leave them.
So they think I won't, are they vex? So, you know, so like these are the things that really affected me. And because I had more passion for the work I was doing than the education, because even the thing why they read, I don't like them. You don't come clear for my eyes, say, I don't like this in why they read, but I just want one. Because I just collect the quality for my mom. I don't be career woman. I don't want to do all those things, you know. But it was just me deceiving myself, because as I did go my walk, they will come, as I did walk, God, they come and say, come. So lecture, I won't give him up to that. I say, well, make it give. When I come, if he agree, I write them. You know, that kind of thing was, that was how it was for me.
Yeah.
When I was, at the end of my fourth year, I was doing my project. I had like some carryovers left. So we say, I think need to say like another year to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But to do all those things, and I had to go and, someone advised me to go and meet the lecturers, you know, to talk to them, see how I could write all those things again. And most of them literally told me that if I like, I do it again. If I don't sleep with them, this is that. I'm going to stay in this school for years. Like, it was just one day I just went to them and I'm like, this is it. Like, I just left. I didn't even put down any official things I want to suspend, I want to defer, nothing. That's how I just left school.
What gave you the conviction to leave like that? Because this was you who, you were still hustling. You were not sure what the future was going to be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And you were almost halfway done.
I wasn't sure what the future would be, but I was so sure that I didn't really need that certificate to become who I wanted to be.
Okay, but Vicky, and this is a question that I've answered myself, but I want you to answer it for me. Where is the headspace that a girl who was raised in Ajegunle would be to say that, you know, there's something about me that's, I'm from here,
mm-hmm.
but I don't look, there's something about me that's not like you, the rest of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something about me that's calling me to more.
Exactly.
That's the same reason that would make me carry my bag and say, no, wait, after secondary school, I'm going straight to Lagos and I will never come back until I make it.
Yeah.
For you, what was it?
Well, I would say that, I already said that growing up, I wanted to be successful, right? I don't sit down, look and say, everybody, literally everybody around me in Ajegunle, people, they will be say, they get great grandfathers for Ajegunle, where we know. They live for the same house, so then they live since the first generation.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And it's a thing. It's like a normal thing. So, I just had to tell myself, you know, I think there was a time I went to visit someone out of Ajegunle, I think in Gyaba or Unilag or so, you know. And I saw the way people, way me, I even senior, you know, the way then they live life. Not like maybe the lifestyle,
yes,
they agree with me, but
okay.
It just dawned on me that see, if na Ajegunle you want day, it no fit ever better for you. No, say you want day there. No, be say life no fit day better because yes, say, so. Do you understand?
But if you decide to remain
say
here.
If na there, me, I won't stay so. Na there. Because there's no two ways about it. I don't see people till today, most of them still day there.
Yes. Yes.
Then go born, the pikin go grow up dead there.
Yes.
Born, the pikin go grow up dead there. The why? Because now there, them day. They never think of outside. Leaving that space.
Yes.
I think that was like the thing that gingered me to find a way to live there, you know. And I left there. I started my fashion business in my mom's parlor in Ajegunle.
Wow.
And God helped me on social media. People started to, you know me small. They started to order clothes, you know. I started to make small stuff.
What year was this?
It was like in 2018, towards the end of 2018. Yeah. Started to gather some kind of small money.
From your mother's sitting room?
Yeah, for the parlor there.
Vicky James said that from your mother's sitting room?
Yeah, for the parlor with me, for where I grew up, Ajegunle, inside there. Now they post, people, they order clothes from all parts of Nigeria. People, they order clothes, they ship, they do everything, you know. And it was just, at that point, I knew that this is like where God wanted to change my life because it was just, I don't think I stayed in my mom's place for up to 6 months.
After you decided to leave school?
Yeah. I was able to move to Magodo from there. And trust me, it was from the moment I left Ajegunle that it was like everything changed immediately. You know, Tay?
So, what did you make the switch from hairdressing and makeup to focusing on design? And also, like, I've seen your work. It's like, for me, it's...
I like the way they do your hand.
So every time I see it, you know, I follow a lot of designers in Dubai, in Paris. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a few designers in Nigeria that can come close to the level of artistry. And am I sure that is your mother's
machine? Stop it. He said, am I sure?
So now when they tell me this, I'm like, my mom for I'm going to let you show this way you do. Or is it the help of the Lord? Or is it like you went to one school after? Or do you...
It's definitely the help of the Lord.
Did you train after? Did you?
I've not done any training
whatsoever. He's a liar.
Whatsoever.
You're a liar.
I didn't tell you truth.
You're a liar, Vicky James.
I don't lie. I never do any training.
So wait.
Training whatsoever. In fact, as I take... Till today, my mom, she sometimes they stand, they look and say, God, you give me Pikino.
Jesus.
Because she know... She herself no fit understand how. I never go any school to learn how to. It's just talent.
Now your mama,
basically.
Now your mama. Now starts. No,
that
stop.
That's it starts out.
Vicky, like, you don't go to any school.
Now she paved the way. No, I've never been to any fashion school in my entire life. Say, make I even go learn. Say, I won't upgrade nothing. Never. I've always been creative. Always been. You understand? With everything where I did do, I've always been. And you ask how I moved for makeup and hairdressing. Actually, when I left Akwa Ibom back to Lagos, I thought I was going to come here and continue makeup and hairstyling because I don't like to sew clothes for people like that. I just like to sew clothes for myself because at least nobody they feel so close for me. Well, you get. But when I came back, a lot of people I knew were already doing makeup. Like it was like everybody I knew.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go, makeup artist is there.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go, hairstyle is there.
Yeah.
Why? Because there were not a lot of fashion designers as at when I started.
Yeah.
Because the reason I was running away from it was because I felt like money no day the work.
Yes.
Because I see it in my mind they make and we see they suffer. Do you understand? So I felt like money no day the work. And I feel like now from my time, now a lot of this facilitator won't follow. Remember that video where this something fall for petty head? Oh my God. Like that's it.
Make it please. I love your personality. You have so much personality.
Anyway, so as I was saying,
Mama not make enough money.
So when I came back, I thought I was going to do. So I don't like to sew clothes because I feel say money no did you work.
Yes.
So I believe it was from my time. Not even having a sew. Now from my time, nine people constantly on the wake up say
Nigerian designers
money day for this business. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Because I was vocal about it. I was posting like all my progress, my success.
Yeah.
When I moved from Magodogo Island, I post them. When I buy my first diesel gen Mikano, I post them. You know that kind of thing.
Mm.
Young girls come, they say, money did this tailor work.
How much was your clothes retailing for the time?
Yeah, for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a laugh. Well, when I started, I had dresses that were like 8K, 10K.
Like ready to wear.
Yeah, all those kind of ready to wear styles. Then when I started doing Ashwebi, I think I started with like 12K. You know, you go bring your fabric, two style, we go get design, stones, everything. 12K. I think the most expensive was like 35K.
That money was able to move you out of a chicken.
Oh, yes. Because I had a lot of orders, a lot. My mom used to borrow me an apprentice. Today she would donate two. Tomorrow she would donate another two.
Because money they come outside, mama they collect for
my
inside.
My sister, my brother. Money they come outside, you know. I was able to save, I think, about 400 to 500K. You understand? That was how I got that space in Magodo.
Right.
So, and then it was easy. It was a bit easy for me because I was seeing someone then, right? The house that I moved into was the house he was staying at. Do you understand? But I had to pay for it. Do you get? So I didn't have to pay like all those agreements, agency and all those things. So it was easy for me, right? You know, normally, see this life, thinking about this, I'm not just imagining it, right? I was dating someone that would have been able to pay the rent for me conveniently.
Right.
But he didn't pay the rent. Now, me see save money, pay that rent.
Why not pay? You know, ask him.
Now, me see pay the money, pay that rent. See, people here, they're different.
For us, I don't know about you. I feel like sometimes when God is working on your life, He wants to get the glory for everything.
Thank you.
Because if you had paid the rent, you could say, I do contribute for the
because
James.
I don't, sometimes I think that I'm like, what kind of life? I never live life where you say, I just demand, just come take care of me.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Because
at the date person, where if he afford them, when I'm my money, I see. I even remember the Wi-Fi where did the house. I'm not saying if you see this video. Make it obvious. Now my life story, I did talk about. The Wi-Fi where did the house, 40K. I pay for the Wi-Fi. Make you go buy. Make it for no uninstall them. You understand?
You know
that he collect the money to go buy the Wi-Fi way for a new house.
Not try.
He collect them. He collect them. So, as at then, I was like, I used to feel like, you know, this boy, this, that. But now, I don't regret, you know, dating him or being in that relationship because it was some things that he did, some things, some ways that he acted towards me that triggered me to hustle. Do you understand? That triggered me to even say, since makeup no go work, make I face this other thing, make I save money, you understand? Because he gave me the vibe of, because you don't really know who I be. Me, I know who I be. But I feel like I needed that ginger to just, because what gingered me to move to Lagos was the fact that I was dating him. You understand? Because even after I left school, I was still in Akwa Ibom. So I was dating him. We started dating from social media. He did say for Magodo, I come once, come visit. As I go back, na phone with they talk.
Mm-hmm.
We just they talk one day. Say, I come back, and I know they do anything for there. So because of man, I carry myself, leave Akwa Ibom.
My sister, God works in mysterious ways. I can't. out for them and say, God's about to set you.
My sister, he sets me.
Ooh, let's give him some praise. I need some shaka shaka in this place.
He sets me, no be small. So when I move back, na the house I day, I will go visit my mama small. I will come back on stay. I do wife duties. I do use my savings. They cool.
And at that time,
you know?
Vicky, because also where... You know, sometimes we don't even say we're going to take it. Because in your mind, you just say, maybe I go hustle small, I go marry this boy, we go now start
so,
life.
I think I go marry him, yes, we go start life. Small, maybe small, small time, help you. I go come know what I want to do because I don't think say I want so close, you know. So even I say, you don't bring money, make I go buy food, cook with me and he go chop. He can't the tire ram. So I know he say you need a break.
I used to get family problems.
No, be say, are they asking money for hair? No, be say, are they asking money for clothes? You know, just say at the top your food. Where I cook. Say at the top food where I cook. He said, you need a break. And so I go out that day, that week, cry. I go to sleep.
Are you serious?
My mother noticed. One night, my mom wake up, go palo. She go to pray. Anything that is making my daughter not to sleep because of a man. Father, cast him by me. Now that day, I say, no. This is rubbish. Now I wake up, I say, what?
How long did
money?
You guys date for?
So like, 2 years.
You're crying because of man.
My brother.
If that girl could see this girl now,
my brother,
you've dried those your tears long time ago.
I for slap myself.
You say, who the fuck do you think?
I for slap myself.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for testimonies. You know, sometimes like, when I look at myself and things that I let happen to me, it's really a unilag. If I could tell, if my 16-year-old self could see my 27-year-old self, yeah. Love BS. No, I would not have.
Yeah, a lot actually. So that relationship actually.
So now you have to move enter now.
A lot of that. Yes, I move enter.
So wait, he moved out so you could move in.
No, he don't already want move out before. So I just talk say I won't take that house. So for me go to find another house.
Mm-hmm.
So I just take the house pay. So the house pay my money myself. I even remember.
So is this support?
I remember complaining that. So you know go give me money support the house. You say, whether no be me want stay for the house.
Jesus.
After plenty talk, now you send me 100K.
Oh, you try.
My brother.
Try.
You try, not be small.
You don't do job, don't leave. Please talk about moving to the house and, you know.
Yeah, so I just moved in and then I already had like at least two industrial sewing machines. I moved in with one of my mom's girls. My mom dashed me that girl, Imabon, where I post one time for social media. I don't know that you see her. Mm-hmm. You know, just appreciate her. She's been there. She's still with me till now.
Oh, wow.
And that's how we just start to work small. I was living in one of the rooms. You know, I can't start my signature pants where everybody know about. I started doing bridals and all of that. Then from there, I think I stayed there for like 2 years. I stayed there for like a year and a half. And then I moved to the island in 2020. I swear. And I was moving to the island. It was my full money that I had saved. I think I had saved about 5 million naira in just a year and 6 months. Of sending money back home, of like still living life normally, you know, see they come out as young girl, they enjoy life. I was able to save like 5 million.
How booked and busy were you?
I was booked, but not as much as I was booked when I moved to the island.
No, I also want you to give me, let's talk about your Magodo phase.
Mm-hmm.
Did it shock you to know that moving away from your mother's place, mm-hmm. getting a new space, you were not selling, you probably were increasing your price over time.
Yeah.
Did you shock to know that people were paying and you were growing this much?
Well,
because of where you're coming from anyway.
So I know say I did talented. That one, the knowledge, you know, it was not strange to me. I knew I was talented, right? But I did not know how fast God was going to move me from stage to stage.
Yes.
I did not know. Like I didn't see it coming, right? I just did one time, blogs just, I just post one Akara dress, blogs just carry them. Just to see other, that make on the complain, say, fabric no day again, no, the same fabric they want no day, you know? I mean, it shocked me that it was happening. Mm. What shocked me was how fast it was happening.
Yes.
Do you understand? Yeah. Like, I've only done 5 years in the fashion industry. And where I day now, say that they call fashion industries for the whole of Africa.
Top 10. Yeah.
You know? Top 10 too far now.
Energy mama! speak your truth.
Top 10 too far. Maybe that's, you know, for the sake of humility, we'll say top 5.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know saying that God. So you see, that's why if God tells you to do something, then because I have to preach now.
No. This is a podcast.
God,
you can preach.
If God tells you to do something, mm-hmm. you don't need to question
how. The how?
Do you understand?
Mm.
When God tells a person to do something, you know, they tell you where in the carry you go. All he wants you to do is move immediately. Do you understand? That's why Abraham was like, it was like this to God. Because when God say move, you know, they think, you know, they say he trusted God. Do you understand?
Mm.
And all those movements, why they do? So I'm now remembering when I was about to move to the island from Magodo.
Right.
I told my mom, oh, I'm moving to the island. My mom said, it's too quick. Why? It's too quick. The same way when I wanted to get my second building, rent my second building in Chevron. My mom was like, oh, it's too quick. It's too quick. Now I'm paying like four rents for four duplexes in Chevron. So, right? Yeah. And it's similar. I say space, no see rich.
Okay. Rewind. So let's come back to you moving from the island.
Yeah.
To the island. When did you make the decision to move to the island? And, you know, I still need you to also always connect back to the girl from Ajegunle,
mm-hmm.
who now has made enough money to be able to move and get a building on the island.
Yeah.
When you first got that building, when you first moved in, the first day of entering that building, how did you feel?
My brother, I felt like my whole life has just like turned around.
Yeah.
Like, you know where you see it'll be darkness, but it just turned. You can't see light.
Yes. And it was a little too fast.
Like, so it was too fast.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And I took a lot of risk getting that place because now my last card, like when I enter, I don't get shishi. So now how I want to sat down. I don't even know whether I go see work or I don't know. In fact, when I moved in and I was telling my brother that, oh, I'm going to increase my price, you know, I don't even know that people will pay. I don't know. It was just, now God tell me to do this thing. He will make the way, you know. And I just used my last card, borrowed the money, I feel borrow, set up the place. And it was just like, boom. Everything just started happening. Everything just fell into place. Everything. Any post I drop on social media just makes waves. People just, they order clothes. You know, things just happened easily, you know. And it was just clear that this was God's plan all the way. Mm. And why I said I was not surprised is because, like, ever since, I've always known God's plan for my life, you know, was to be this girl, you know, that I'm getting to. I've always known. So even if I was not so surprised that they were happening, but I was just in awe of how God does his things. How you will not see that this is how it will happen. Yeah. And it will just happen. And you're like,
what's going on? So it's almost like you are watching a movie that you're in.
Exactly. You get. That's how it all played out.
I know. Every time I tell my brother that I've never still gotten used to the fact that I am now this person.
I know, right?
Like, I've not changed from the 15-year-old, the 16-year-old. I'm just, every day I wake up, I just realize that, oh, yes, you're Timmy Sam.
Yeah.
And you know, God is so amazing how he moves us from one level to another. And, you know, in his own time, in his own...
Like, exactly. In his own time. I remember when he started now. Good morning, Instagrammers.
My sister, from cop to cheer to... So this to yellow to lipstick, my sister. Oh, hey.
You know? I'll just be like, there was that time you did one video that was, I think I don't know, I think you tried mimicking Calabar people, or so. There was a video you did, people now sent it to me. You know, was that they said, I give all our fellow Calabar people, we just they laugh. You know, it was just so hilarious, but you don't know, say, you see. Playful video where you just they do, they make us they laugh. You don't know, say God, so get where they carry you, they
Vicky,
go.
I can tell you for free that, as you said, so you know, this story is making me have goosebumps, right? I could tell that I was talented. In fact, at some point, I could not tell again because life will give you bass boosts.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're like, oh, God, are you still really in this thing? Am I still as talented? But for everything that I made a move, people were wowed by it.
Mm.
But this is me that's always been timid. I've always been funny. I've always been dramatic. I would always... Like, I can be in this room and tell you that if I stay here 5 minutes, somebody must laugh. Mm. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
But I never thought that it would translate to a point where it's not a whole career path.
Yeah. That's how
recently,
life is.
I was supposed to travel now.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved. So I had a terrible day. I had to move the flight because I have a campaign to shoot tomorrow. And I kept sulking and skeptical. I was like, God, you know, when I went to sleep, and God said, imagine now what your problem is, moving flat.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That word sorted. You know when? After, so I posted on my Instagram, I had a worst day today. I was sulking.
I think I saw this post fuming. As well.
And you know, when I laid down and I looked up, my chandelier, they looked me. And God said, look at your life.
I seen.
Your main problem now is that you use how much...
Different problem.
I use almost $1 million.
You even get the money.
Like, you don't understand what your problem is. Not like what to eat, your car or anything.
Yeah.
It's to move a flight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was business, by the way. So I'm just like, you know, God, I know we're not where we need to be. We have problems, but... Our problems are good problems.
Yeah.
I saw a video of you when you went back to Ajegunle.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest, if you're not posted that video,
you're not going to understand where.
From where right there, I see why he's getting roll for ground. I said she needs to roll in the mud to thank God. She actually needs to. So let me say it. Sarah Jake said, like,
oh Jesus,
your memory of your life will determine how much praise
you can give
God.
Yes.
I said, God, I know I praise you, but this girl, she needs to praise you. She needs to somersault.
You don't see the other part, y'all.
My sister.
You don't see my
favorite. I see you there.
You don't see my favorite bathroom.
I see the grease the people. I say, Vicky with the Dior.
Oh my God!
Vicky with the looks?
Tell me
Vicky in Morocco? Not that Vicky. When you carry me go to the place where you degrease the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh God, I don't understand why she needs to thank you every day. Vicky, you are coming from a place for my sister.
My brother. Serious place. Better place now they come from.
How did you feel going back? Like, hey, even them seeing you, what was the reaction? Because they must have heard about you.
Well, it wasn't my first time going back. So I always go back to Ajegunle. Always. I always find time. I mean, I think I'm even going back on Sunday because last 2 weeks I went there to, you know, preach to some of the boys there and they begged me to come back. I promised I was going to come back with some Bibles for them. So I think I'm going back on Sunday or next week Sunday. I always find time to go back there. And I feel like what motivates me to go back is so that these people can have hope that, you know, better thing come out from where we day, you know. Even if it never happened with me, it can happen with my child, it can happen with my brother, it can happen with my sister. If it happened for this person, it could happen for me. Yeah. Do you understand? And so that they know that, okay, you know, not be saying where we day too bad, you know, for me to be coming back there, you know. Not be saying where we day in a place where they rejected.
Yes, do you understand?
Now just say, everybody, they pray, make life feel better for us, them. Yeah. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And it gives me so much joy going back there. So, yeah. It gives me joy going back there, actually.
Let's talk about the present Vicky James, the one who charges millions for clothes.
Without reach that side.
My sister. I see if I don't talk to my men, I'll go rest.
Hey, God.
If you won't say what you do,
mm-hmm.
We'll cause
problem.
My sister. You see before?
Oh my God.
But you know, they put price for your page.
Mm.
I say, I know bad bitches with you. I know bad bitches, they afford clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
How could they see your sale? I see 1.8. I said that sale be this.
That sale, my brother.
I just said that group sale.
I'm going to let group sale.
Vicky, how did you go from doing a Shrebi to FK to 1.something million?
I swear, I don't even know. I will tell you the truth. Like, how we transitioned, I don't even know.
Under how many years?
I moved to the island in 2020. By 2021, I was already doing dresses for like 950K. So in 2021, I think my bridal dresses were starting from 950K in 2021. And that's my starting price for bridal dresses. Do you understand?
When the bridal dresses did you get so good at it that?
I mean, obviously,
the demand became too much, so you have to increase the price. What changed?
Not really. A lot of factors, actually. So that's the thing. When I advise people who are doing businesses, right, I advise them to keep improving their skills, keep improving themselves as the person where they do the skill,
yeah.
right? And this is something that I've also done with myself,
yeah.
right? So I get people where I they look up to. Like where I want me my business, where I want my business to be internationally. Mm-hmm. There are brands are already there that I look at. And there are things that I think they do that I tried to do with my brand as well.
Mm-hmm.
And doing those things, it takes also a whole lot of money, mm-hmm. a lot of sacrifice, yeah. you know, that I have to, you can't tell me to say, let me say I start to travel now.
True.
Who bought me travel before? Where they sleep for factory? I know fits. Do you understand? I have to sacrifice like my whole time. I know they think anything. Now clothes I they think for me to design. So if I've ever copied anybody's design, I have never copied it even 80%.
Right.
And if say I don't copy person design, maybe this person design inspire me to do something similar.
Yeah.
I don't think I have up to 10 dresses that are like that. Say maybe now this person inspire them and I always give credit to them.
Right.
That one is facts.
Right.
Right? So imagine making thousands of dresses from your own head. Do you understand?
You have to apply yourself.
I had to improve myself, improve my skills. I had to change my workers. I had to pay like
the best of the
multiple
best.
Of what I used to pay before.
Right.
I had to start customizing fabrics. I had to start buying fabrics from abroad in dollars, in pounds. Do you understand? That's why sometimes when people start posting on social media saying, oh, all these Nigerian businesses that will be charging in pounds and dollars, I wonder if it's not the same country that we are. I'll just always look at them and be like, maybe you should start a business first before you open your mouth and talk.
Yeah.
Because by the time you pay $1,500 for fabric, fabric will be said before, if you buy like $300K,
right.
which is like $300. Right. Now you're paying $1,500. No, you're waiting naira they talk.
Yes.
So you can't expect me, make I not charge for dollars. How? Chain and naira, I won't charge you. When I, do you understand?
So this, like, this is a business all this decision.
Thing, all these things factored in.
Right.
You understand? And I had to learn some things about business and about how people think.
Right.
Do you understand? There are people that they want to patronize you. You get price where you go give them, then go feel say, you know, no way see you they do.
Yeah.
Even if you know what see you they do.
Yeah.
And that's just how life is.
Yes.
You understand? I had to understand all these things. I had to understand branding. I had to understand packaging.
Right.
I had to understand that I don't feel so close for everybody. And I have a certain market. You understand? And if I'm looking at living a certain kind of life, there's a certain kind of standard I have to give. And there's a certain kind of people that have to pay for that standard.
Right.
So don't be everybody need to wear the clothes.
Yeah.
And some of them, they shout as they do the sales. That's how we tell they sell them. That's how I tell they calculate my money. That's how they put
so from that, all those shops that they shout for Bella Nigeria and Co. Do they come back and buy them?
Before?
But also like that's
people where the people they buy, I'm not there for them.
Do you know what the branding is? The branding is so good that if I got a Vicky James outfit on sale for 1.5 million, there's a part of me that would be like, nah, Vicky James.
Before, of course. But Vicky James,
that level of grace, you know, my sister. Because you and Gucci all of them, they compete at this rate now.
See, I'm not going to lie, yeah. When I first posted the sales, because it was my first time actually putting price out there like that.
So let people know.
When I first posted it, and the funny thing is, many of these people, when they comment, many of them family members, they're grateful, say I post them.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to the market Tejo show for the first time in like 4 years. And at least 3 to 5 people saw me. And they were just, one lady was almost crying. That Vicky, thank you so much. You've changed my life. You don't know what posting your prices did for my business and my brand. When people bring your dresses to me and I charge them small amounts, they will not be grateful. They will still be saying I'm charging too much. But now, when you posted your price, I'm now charging this amount and people are willing to pay because they know how much yours costs. You get that kind of thing. I mean,
so they influence the industry.
You understand?
Hey,
so you know, they worry me. As they talk, I they inspire people, I they make my money, you know. As then they talk, they see they make my brand popular.
Yeah.
And see where they don't know me that. So God's grace, they work in all round different dimensions. And I was going to say that when I posted the price, right, I was expecting, you know, people to be like, oh, wow. I wasn't so sure of how much hate I would get. But that's another thing about not just when you put God first in your business, right? When you want to do business, you don't go just make decisions on your own.
Yes, you ask.
You make decisions from the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And by the time you do that, what people say really no matter. Because not be mistake you make. You don't make mistake.
Yeah.
You know, somebody you do. Yeah. Do you understand? I wasn't bothered at all. You know, most people were like, oh, nah, what's it be that word? Say, you know, go sell. Nah, just mouth. Blah, blah, blah. If I posted like 35 pieces, we sold like 30 of those dresses. Yes. Everything. And these are dresses that I've used to do shoots. We don't use and take get customers. The dresses, most of them.
No, mini dress.
Which new? Most of them, like, let me say 40% of them were new dresses. But like most of them were dresses we've used for
designers,
shoots.
Designers, celebrities.
Do you understand? Yeah, most of just them were dresses that they used for shoots, dresses that celebrities wore. And if they're not going to wear it again, they're dresses that you can still be sold. Yeah. Do you understand? So, yeah.
That's amazing. My babe, speaking about the living of the Holy Spirit, my sister. Some of us are saved, but I don't think we're as saved as you.
No, why would you say that?
No, my friend. I don't know why they follow the Jesus. I say, ha. They say me, I'm born again, but you know Vicky. I said, Vicky, what? Did see Jesus.
No.
Like, you are the ridiculous. How? So, you know, it's one thing for you to claim that you love God,
mm-hmm.
but to actively associate with God like that, so much so that it even affects your brand.
Yeah.
Because you are open about your faith.
Yeah.
You are loud about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Ha. Hey.
No, because we're all Christians, Bible believing, but.
There's no two ways about it. I want God to be loud about what concerns me. I can't stay loud about him. Why do they hide God? If I hide God, do I want God to hide me?
Mm.
And that's the funny thing. Me saying that does not mean that God will hide me if I hide him.
Yeah.
Because God is not like man.
Yeah.
God, no, they operate like us. Yeah. Do you understand? But it's just me just being intentional about my love for God. Just so that he says, now I, God, no, they use, sometimes people there for Bible, we say, God, no, they use them clay. Even with their flaws. Yes. David was the man after God's heart. But after he was everything we do.
Yeah.
Why? Because of how he was with God.
Mm.
Do you understand? So I want to be that person that, even in my flaws,
when God thinks about you, yeah.
When God thinks about me, what does he think about me? Does he see me as a child that he knows that this child can do anything for me? Do you understand? Does he see me as that kind of child? You know, when I present matter for God, say, he go prioritize that matter. Even if he be God every day, everywhere. He go put my matter for front, say, come. Now this matter, now we go table first. That's the kind of life that I want to live, you know? And then, I already know that as Christians or as people who portray Christ or who want to live like Christ, we all have an assignment, which is to not hoard the good news of which is Jesus Christ.
Mm.
To not hoard it, to spread the good news, to win souls for God. Now our assignment be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had to carry it out judiciously. And I had to take it upon myself. The only way I can do that, if I can put it in my business, if I can put it in my everyday life. So it's easy for me to do that in everything I do. Even with my dresses, when I post them, I go put voiceover, I go say, ah, now Holy Spirit inspired this design. Some people go say, now this cut, that Holy Spirit inspired. They go say, say now this one, that Holy Spirit inspired.
For this one,
where the sleeves highlight.
Jesus.
This one, where this one, they open. Say now this one, Holy Spirit inspired. You are sure not the Holy Spirit.
Ah, lap of course.
Exactly. You are sure not the Holy Spirit. You are sure not the one I talk to.
Mm.
You are not the one I worship.
Mm.
Not be you are they listen to.
Mm.
So if not the Holy Spirit give me, now who give me? Say you fit in a set and they give something.
Okay. Thank you for saying this.
Beg.
You know, again, when I sit down here, I write one TWT. As I write, I call. I can't speak in tongues. So I say, God.
You are just speaking tongues.
No, I can't say, Rabakas. Because, Vicky, when I thought about it, I'm like, God, only you can give me this level of
only
talent.
Only you. Do you understand? People don't understand that. I say that the devil not give anything. Ish. Nothing. Even the music where people they talk say, oh,
it's all good.
This one a devil music. Devil not get nothing. Nothing. Like, do you know how deep music is?
Yeah.
Let's even say we are talking about music.
Mm.
How deep it is. How much of art music is. You feel saying a devil, that idiot, we don't know nothing. Nine go fit. You don't know nothing. Only God.
It's only the deceiver. Like
only a... God. You don't know anything. In fact, the thing where they do person, devil don't know. Now you go feed him some, say, see what thing they do me here. Where you gonna say, you know, why you don't say, oh, but let they pay me for here, oh, I go die today. Oh. You go say, oh, like say, this one that they do,
oh,
yeah, we go add things, we go make her Saturday depression. Devil don't know nothing. That's what like people need to understand.
Hmm.
So everything we have,
it's from
everything,
God. All the good,
all
gifts.
The talents, all our businesses, the ideas, are from God.
You know, I have to agree because you know sometimes when I see some things that I've done,
mm-hmm.
I know who I am. I'm regular, I'm flawed. I'm coming from trauma. I'm coming from a different place.
Yeah.
One of the things that almost shocked me, like, you know, Visa on Arrival was the first time that I actually saw myself as really funny. And every time I go back to the comment section,
I remember.
I don't even understand what it is. Like, Holy Ghost, what's going on here? Because it's a regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's a gift that God has given you and to minister to people.
Yeah.
I feel that's my own ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it for granted, but God is that's what God is using to elevate us.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure that you have done some dresses where you go stand by, you say Vicky.
Plenty. I go say, I don't want to do dresses where when I finish, I go find one place, go thank God.
Oh, Bashata.
Say God, thank you for talent.
Yes. I always say that.
I go say God, only you feel do this kind of thing.
Yes.
Say this God too good.
I know God is very creative.
Over.
If you think about the stars, the moon, how everything has their own
over
place.
Over creative. Like, and so, like, I'm just like the last dress I just made, how I even take team the design, I no plan, nothing. I wasn't even expecting it. When we're done, my workers were like, my girl was like, ma, don't worry, you are so talented. She tell me, so Mr. Tinker, I say, God. I say, God, you did twist brain. You did do things.
Yeah, but God.
You did do things because as it take come, I know just know.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I know just know. Mm. I suppose the dress. I don't talk anything. No, this time around, I don't even talk. I just leave God. Only me. Maybe me and God, they talk our team private. And some person just go come in and say, only Holy Spirit can give this kind of disaster. I say, Holy Spirit, give this one. Because I don't talk.
Holy Spirit.
If I talk now. What? No.
But
God is amazing.
Our Christianity here is too performative, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know what they think of the Holy Spirit, you know? Tie high slits. Me, I think that if... You know, God does the best of the best.
Yeah.
If tie high slits is going to make that outfit look fire, mm-hmm. He's going to tell you that this is where you should put it.
So the thing is, people forget that even the Bible says it, that God sees the mind, right? People forget that God does not judge you based on how you look. Do you understand? Why do you think that we have pastors who have tattoos all over their bodies? Do you understand? But they are born again, they have a relationship with God, then they prophesy, then they see vision, then they pastor well. Do you understand? And they will most likely make heaven. Why do you think so? And they get tattooed through their body. They've done things in the past. You understand? Some of them, they even style their hair in ways where they say, just like Pastor Mike Todd is one pastor I really like. But he's one of the best pastors that they drag, but they don't drag them out for this world.
Yes.
That's why they play love with your wife one day for social media. They drag them, join. Say, as a pastor, you're not supposed to do this. So it's just, I feel like people forget that being a child of God is more like a relationship with God, not with any other person.
And to add to this, and you know what I've also learned is that God is so powerful that if you have a relationship with Him and He needs to change anything,
God go do His work by Himself. Why you won't help Him?
My problem with us here is that we want to do the work.
They won't help God do His work. Why?
And let me tell you something. I'm going to say this as a matter of fact. If you're a pastor, you don't look like me. I don't feel believe. I don't feel hear anything.
Oh my God!
You see why I carry all the stereotypes for head? Like if you don't Chris stop. Like me, if you don't ever see your saddle or something, you know, people say she gets it where I'm coming from. Vicky, you know what I told? I told my friend that, and I said this in other podcasts. I don't know if you've listened.
Yeah.
I said God is raising influencers for Himself in this time.
Exactly.
Because more than ever, a lot of Gen Z don't go into our church.
That's literally what He's doing in this generation.
So, people are likely to be converted by you, Vicky James, with your big fascinator standing there. Before they go meet Mommy Gio, where they wear long skirts.
Yeah, I feel like people need to understand that God is placing people who will raise souls.
Yes.
But he doesn't even need them. He already said he will raise stones if there's nobody to do his work, right? He's raising people in the marketplace, in different places.
Yes, yes.
You know the marketplace. You day where you day. Mm. You day practice your own Christianity the way you want.
Yes.
If you decide to look a certain way, and this is not me saying that people looking indecent is should be celebrated or whatever. What I'm saying is leave people to, you can show them the way to Jesus Christ. If you feel like they're not born again, or if you know that they're not born again, show them the way to Jesus Christ.
And let him do the work.
Teach them how to have a relationship with God by simply studying the word of God.
Yes,
and
all.
Simply staying in his presence. That's all.
Mm.
Nothing else matters. If I'm born again, if I follow Christ and I want to be like Christ, I have the Bible. You know, I don't need your help.
At all.
I have the Bible. I have my secret place. I know how to, if say I want to talk to God,
connect.
I want to connect, I know what to do, then leave me there.
You know what? You know what I said to my friend. I said that. She's and to be honest, I've been a church boy all my life from kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Church. I don't even do I do church. I do everything. Staff everything. I can tell you for freedom. My relationship with God just only became better last year. Stroke this
same thing
year.
With me.
And guess what? The things that I needed God to do, I did not perform it.
No.
I just realized that after a while, I don't like something again. I'm like, God, what's really going on?
That's
how God works.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you cannot have a relationship with somebody and not take
He's building you. He's molding you into who he wants you to be. On his own, you just stay and realize that some things you used to like, you don't like them anymore. You go like to the commons, they go some kind of places, you don't like them anymore. He just builds you. That's what people need to understand. And what baffles me is how Christians these days, in fact, I think it's like ever since, how they twist the word of God, how they twist the Bible.
Yes.
When they want to talk about this decency thing, they'll go and say, God said, Bible says, cover your head.
Mm.
Because some of them don't read the Bible to understand.
It was a cultural thing back in the day.
Not even that. There's some things in the Bible that Apostle Paul used to teach, you know, that most people just go read that part of the Bible and say,
take it, yeah.
They said, girls, ladies should not wear trousers to the church.
Yeah.
They said that ladies should not wear, should dress decently. They should not wear so thing. Meanwhile, what Apostle Paul was actually teaching in that
context
was humility.
Yes.
How women should be humble.
Yes.
Do you understand? How Christian women should be humble. Mm. But when they want to read that passage, they say, you're showing your legs, you're showing your body, you will not make heaven, blah, 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 blah. I don't understand. Was the intent of humanity not for us to be naked in the first place?
Yes.
Do you understand? Are you judging? If the only idea, as far as I'm concerned, of decency is just how, because the Bible already said it, that people judge you from how they see you, and God judges you from the inside, because he's the only one that sees your heart.
Yes.
What God cares about is your heart.
Yes.
How do you think? Are you kind to people?
Yes.
Do you have the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Are you wicked to people? Are you mean to people? Do you steal from people?
Yeah.
You know, do you maltreat people? Do you hold people inside your mind?
Yes.
God does not care whether you are fully dressed up. He doesn't care. Does God not see you naked?
Yeah.
So why should he be bothered about that? People are the ones who are more concerned about how you look, because they judge you based on how you look, whether you get moral standards or not.
And you know that we have Nigerianized Jesus. Jesus is for everybody, every race. Jesus is for
some... They have Nigerianized.
Do you know what? When you think about it, if you go to some other parts of the world, people are not even dressing up. They don't have clothes.
Exactly.
People are still using leaves.
No, people for all those African countries, they get clothes when they wear.
Okay, so what's going to happen? So when Jesus reached up, he goes, I bet you're not dressed for a bit.
Yes, so
don't wear clothes. Don't wear clothes when you come to my presence.
Now, the thing be that. Now, the thing be that. And that's why a lot of young people, because I feel like this narrative, now from our forefathers, our ancestors, now from there it don't come from.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of young people a lot of people have to now start talking about Jesus a lot.
Yes.
Do you understand? Yeah. Because now, some young people, some of them, they go see comments on my page. They'll say, first don't even comment, I wear one dress, just open like this. They see my belly small.
So, yeah.
My person say, all these Jesus babies, we're going to wear clothes, they show their skin. I wonder what kind of breed they are. And I say, shoo.
So, be hybrid.
So Jesus children, they're different, different species. All of us will be Jesus children again.
My friend.
They're different. The ones will be grade one, grade two.
You know, one person could say, sis, you know, I tell my friend, say, I said that because I don't understand Jesus, I make her dress like this.
Exactly.
I say before they cover
that's
because
the word, understand Jesus.
So my before I do performative Christianity. Maybe say I say God, you know, if I do like this, you go do like this. If I do like this, you go do like this.
Yeah.
Now that I understand the love of Christ, my sister, you see that corset?
It's way beyond that. So, oh my God!
Oh, I want like four more. My goodness, Lord,
oh my
I'm about to please you with this look. See, sometimes when I go dress finishing, I say God,
you the creator.
First of all, you the creator. But then again, for you to create, to cover create this level of. Of style.
I know, right?
It has to come from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I also need young people to get to a point, or even generally like Nigerians to get to a point where they are such in a good relationship with God that they understand God and themselves.
Yeah.
Like they are whole and they are you know,
the thing is they need to understand that if you are in Christ Jesus, if you have God, you believe in God and you are living a life of Christ, you are supposed to be shining. There's a way you're supposed to, they don't understand that one. They, you know, say, you get a space, you go too fine. The girl looks at you and say, that's the thing that's we're suffering from right now.
Yes.
That's why, person too fine, be like, say, this one, does they pretend?
But she's supposed to be lies and people are attracted to lies. I can tell you,
who's supposed to enjoy the good things of life?
I see the talk at this tomorrow. Say, if you can't preach to me and you don't look like this, I don't be. Because I don't want to know your Jesus. I want to know, because I'm about this life, you understand? I want to know the Jesus. I'll be like, Jesus gave her that shoe. Me, I need that shoe.
I
want to know this Jesus. Now, look at me, that's. So, because that's what's going to attract me.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like God is raising influencers in every industry, from tech to fashion to music. So,
exactly.
You know, recently I saw a tweet about Thames when she said,
That post gave me so much life.
So happy.
Oh my God, I was so happy.
I'm like, do you know how many people would consider?
I was so happy. It gave me so much life when I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, Thames. I was so happy.
Because the influence that she wields.
Yes, because if the Christians in quotes that we have here look at her, they'll be like, this one, Hellfire candidates.
Yes.
Do you understand? Yes. Because what if they sing? Now, Hellfire song to them.
My sister, we will go reach, I'm not going to go Hellfire shop, but we will reach heaven. Eh? But what time we scan, like, say, where daddy Gio?
Everybody come into us.
Please, not daddy Gio, but like, you go to find your general overseer, you go to find your deaconess for church, you go to find them. You go there, you go tap Angel Gabriel.
When are they?
Keep it. mommy, fever, no rich.
Oh, baby, everybody
she did downstairs. So. I would say, now wow. You everybody go surprise that people really reach you upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we actually, people have to be aware of.
See? Yeah.
Not be by
our not by works.
Yeah, it's not by that.
Let's move away from faith, because I can talk about faith from now to Jesus
me
will
too.
Come. And, you know, but I also like the relationship that you have with your siblings.
Mm.
After that, so if it's like you're their mother,
mm-hmm.
They love you so much. I saw your brother tattooed. I don't know my guy now.
Because
so
now I won't complain. As I see the tattoo, I don't know saying my name. Did as I see, I'm not ready to fight. I have anything against tattoos. Do you understand? But just like the same thing I was saying,
it's
about
so young.
Not even that. I think he's 24 now,
yeah.
So he's a big boy, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, why you go do tattoo now? Because, you know, he's already in the secular world.
Yes,
do you understand?
Yes.
And he's already that kind of person.
Yeah.
Or if not, my brother, the first boy, will follow me for back. If
that one even that one doesn't look like he could try it.
Oh, funny enough, he's that kind of person.
That boy?
Yeah.
The one we buy motor for.
If you forget big one.
That boy?
Yeah.
Alive.
No, see you.
I'm
not even too worried because, you know, even if you see him with a tattoo, you will not be really bothered. But if you see my brother with
that
tattoo, like, this one.
That one's
you
understand? Gangster.
But when I just opened it and I saw my name, I just weak.
I know that feeling.
I don't write my name for you. I can't understand how they video that they feel and they draw their face. So I just post. I don't even believe that I post. I put love. Say, you write my name for your hand. Say, hey now. Who's that's the name I go write? I don't just fit talk. And I realize that. So sometimes the thing that we judge is just because we not fit imagine ourselves doing those
things. Yes, yes.
Imagine me now not being angry anymore just because you know my brother. Now my name, they write for there.
Yes.
Do you understand? That's just how life
be. What amount of love have you given these boys that... Do you know what it is? Wait, let me tell you what it has. As I did, like, I don't reach almost 27. I don't reach 27. I never have you write for my body. But for your brother to say that, you know, my first tattoo or second, I don't know which number it is, right? To be my sister's, not the girlfriend, not the wife.
Yeah.
Even my way, you the friend never to put a tattoo for body. What amount of love have you guys exchanged as siblings for you to get there?
I can't measure, honestly. Like, you know, we grew up together, and because it was just us, you know. My mom, the way we grew up was like, we did everything together.
Mm.
Together. I remember growing up, there was a day, because my mom used to make sure that we go to church early on Sunday to go and sweep the church and be there on time. I was like, my brother, my last born, the one wearing right name, he's always been a stubborn boy.
Mm.
Then one day, shout me, everybody go bath, go wear cloth. That one, no agree wear cloth. He just, they delay. As my mom, they brush, she just stone, look at me. They do something, where no make sense. And so she carries something, stone him. The thing goes straight to his teeth, break the teeth like this.
Ooh.
That day, I ran mad. I forgot to tell my mom. I say, mommy, you do this. Why? And I cry, and I shout for her. She says, she not say she don't, what if she up. Do no mm. good. You know, she know, you know, after mother, they know her home.
Yeah, but
she
just
say, she say, what do you mean by that? She come out her face, as I look her face, she won't, she feel lamb.
Mm.
The thing be like saying, my teeth, they break.
Mm.
And they look at her, they cry. It be like saying, my own teeth, they break. Like, that's how, the kind of love we've always had. It's like, if you do this person something, now me,
you
they do. Do you understand? Mm. Like, sometimes, I remember there was a day I was driving, and the thoughts just came to my head. I don't know where it came from. Just came to my head. Just imagine, say, you just hear now, say something happened to your brothers. If you see me that day, it's like, only me.
Go speak in tongues. I cancel it. I trust you.
I start to the kabash. I say, I rebuke every
yes,
thought.
Mommy,
because why would that kind of thoughts go enter my head?
Yes.
I just start to the cast and bind. Say, nothing could ever happen to my brothers. Mm. Let God forbid. Say, make my brothers die. Leave me. I just start to pray like this.
Definitely
like, that was the day I knew that I love my brothers. I love them. You know, getting my last card, I feel give them for them.
That's so powerful.
I love them so much. And I don't know where it's coming from, but I feel like it's definitely from how we were brought up together. Like,
shared experiences
together.
As well.
Yeah. Do you understand? And it's just amazing.
It's
I love my brother so much.
It's beautiful.
So much.
Like, I saw a video of you dragging that one. That one, I think you can lead these balloons by grits.
No, don't try for me.
No, but it's so beautiful. I think that's one of the first viral posts I saw of you when you bought the car for him.
Yeah.
And in the post, I could tell that the boy was in, like, I knew that there was love there. Mm-hmm. But in the look, you say,
this girl.
This one. That's a very beautiful place to be. And I'm very proud of you for doing that, you know.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about empowerment and Zion worship. Those are the projects that you're really on.
Yeah.
I attended the one that you did at that place that's close to Twin Waters when you...
You came?
You know, remember who you invite? I came.
Oh my God.
Yes, and I came now.
Where that's true.
Your brother hosted it. Yeah. You told me care.
Yeah.
You know, you gave out like 500K or 1 million. I can't remember.
Okay, yeah. That was the gala. Okay.
The gala. You always have this every other year.
I remember. I thought you were talking about Zion worship. Yeah.
And these events, I see lots of women who come, when I know, see they stand you. They want to be part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's one thing to actually make money. It's one thing to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Zion worship as well that you know. You know, first of all...
Did they tire you? You weak.
My friend, I don't say I'm a Christian no more. Every time I see him, I say, Holy Spirit, am I doing enough for you? Because.
Stop!
I say, Holy Spirit, am I doing enough for you? Because this girl is doing too much.
She's
doing too much for the kingdom.
I
say, when we get to heaven, which crown you go give me? I hope we'll get that, but my own will be bronze.
You get, see that your definition, Naso. So if you're defining it like that, imagine how God is defining it.
Mm.
That's like. That's it. You see how you're describing it. That's like the idea I have in my head. Like how, say if I won't die tomorrow now, will I feel like I have lived a fulfilled life? Like things I've done in life and I'm like, well, if anything happens to me tomorrow, I've lived a fulfilled life. Like I cannot go to hell. And as I live life every day, what's on my mind is for me to make heaven. I believe so much that there's eternity. So much. So what's always on my mind every day if I'm dealing with people every single day is like, what will I do? There was a day I was studying the word of God, and there were three people that I was not at peace with, like as in I did quarrel with them. I'll be like, there are people right now in my life that I don't talk to, but I know I'm at peace. Do you understand? Not like we're fighting, but we can't be friends forever. We're not friends. You know, we're not friends forever. We're not friends anymore. Or we don't talk anymore. But mm-hmm. I don't have any problem with you. Mm-hmm. My heart is clean where you mm-hmm. are. If you've done anything to me, I've forgiven you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I hope you've forgiven me too. Fine. But there are these people that I knew that, oh, I wasn't really happy with them. You know, maybe they did something to me. And my mind was not just clean where they are. My mind was not. I wasn't really happy with them. I was just studying the word that day. And you know, that's like popular verse that, oh, don't hold grudges against anyone. You know, if not, your father in heaven will not be happy with you. You cannot make heaven because of that. The way I read it that day, it was so deep that I just started crying. Because, you know, when I know that I'm doing everything possible to make heaven, but this one thing can literally stop me from making heaven. And it was just so deep for me. I started crying that midnight. And I just carried my phone and sent them messages, you know, told them that, oh, this is what they did to me. I wasn't really happy, but I forgive them and I hope that they forgive me too. And I just felt so much peace, you know, because it was just like, so if I die today, I feel not go heaven. After all this stuff, I don't suffer just because of these people. Do you get? So like, these are like the kind of things that motivate me to do the things that I do.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, see that they come from different side of Christianity. Do you know, Vicky, that, do you know that there's nothing that you would do that will make you not make heaven? Because first of all, heaven is living inside. No,
yeah.
Jesus is heaven.
Yeah.
He's living inside
of you. He's paid the price.
So, and that's my issue. If Christianity was really about making heaven, would have mm-hmm. died once you accepted Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Vicky. And we're going to talk about this after post the podcast. I want us to have a conversation. But you know, one of the things that makes us very performative mm-hmm. as Christians is because we want to earn heaven.
Yeah.
We want to earn crowns. But yeah. The truth is that the Bible says heaven is living inside of you. Jesus is inside of you. So there's nothing you would do.
I guess where I'm coming from is the point where if you've accepted Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
it means that you have to be Christ-like.
So the work starts... So it's like heaven. This is literally it. Heaven is already a guarantee for a Christian, but the mm-hmm. life that you live here,
yeah,
is not a walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you are renewed. Every day you are changed.
Yeah,
but heaven is
exactly that's the point. Every day you are renewed.
So somebody like you, as mm-hmm. I said, your crown. Somebody like you, Vicky. I'm not joking, no. Somebody like your crown. Listen, we get 5 crown, no. This is your crown, eh? Diamond,
I know.
So, my first way we say, we feel see rich. Let me say, we're all dead. The heaven,
we're all of us.
Whatever we feel looking for, say, I'm a banana. Like she do,
all of us go there,
you know. So, that, I just wanted
I guess,
that to,
yeah, I know. I guess I was just more.
I feel like God wanted you to forgive them,
yeah, exactly. I was just more. See, so it's not like I know that, oh, if I don't forgive them or if I don't talk to them, I'm not going to make heaven. No. Because I really want to live a life of Christ. And yes. I thought in that moment, yeah. what will Christ do?
Yeah.
Yes. And that was what moved me to do it. And it was so painful. That's why sometimes people say, oh, serving God is not easy. It's true. But then there's grace available to help you, right?
Yes.
Because it was that grace that helped me that night.
Because
how I carried my phone and texted them, I didn't even know. And that's how we all settled. And if I see them outside now, we talk and everything. That's why life in Christ is just so sweet.
The sweetness is that God knows who we are and how. Sometimes negative, this thing just hangs for our heart. He wanted to unknot it for you. So
and it's just the devil actually even putting that thought in my head to make me feel like, say, oh, you know,
because
again, it's not because, say...
Devil, too, you know, he's a liar.
Nah, mumu. I'm going to say, I'm going to
say, what did the Bible say? He's a liar.
I'm going to say, they call him. Big mumu.
You know, also what I've learned with Christianity is that, you know, when people say, which is a wizard, can he come? The devil is more cunning than his crafty.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is the one that would tell you that when Jesus died for you are sure you. He never play with you, eh?
Oh my God!
That's when you call the catch me. You know, from where I'm coming from, you say with the bind, with the cast, with the serious casting. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe say, you know what time maybe say they catch some of my family members, which, and this is not anti by love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the older I get, I just realize the amount of pastors that's caused rift with our family members. Until we say frustration won't key.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. poverty.
Yeah.
Husband that I leave her. The kid that I leave her. She called it harsh. What do you expect her to be? Yeah. So she called it suffer drain.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't get money yourself, you've been wish.
Mm-hmm.
If you took get money,
that's
all. Best way to rich, you know that you get rich craft too. Once you poor,
that's what
you get now. You your witchcraft,
you don't see that video for social media. You don't see when one pastor call a woman out. Do you want to look poor? That's what I say. You don't see that they do your husband. You must say,
But guess what? Do you know there's a level of poverty that you can experience?
Yeah,
that if you start to believe, see, now you don't wish your husband.
Hey,
you get so kind. Poverty sweeps, you go to live inside some kind of house, sweeps in that it's just dark, everything dirty. You go visit in a cove and be that.
Mm.
Like really and truly, like the amount of things that, the amount of people we don't catch, we don't give bad name, suffer.
That suffer.
Poverty.
That suffer. That's why many of the house girls, they be winch.
Yes, so.
Many people.
But you, Vicky James, are enough to be winch. What if you say that you be the real winch, Vicky James? First, you go look at social media and say, this is where they get a slash.
Now why not how people they think be that? Now, why people they think based on how they look people? Then they don't feel see the inside. They don't feel know how person be. They just judge people from how they look outside. It's just basic how life is.
It's crazy. Okay, and before I let you go, see, it's not where you come out. You don't talk about Zion worship.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk about Zion worship. Never talk about what's the goal for Zion worship.
Well,
Zion worship you recently released the song Olugbeji. I love it.
Yeah, thank
with
you.
With Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Zion worship is just a movement of, me gathering young people to worship God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not like a church setting or anything. Just so I believe that worship moves God in different ways. Yeah. In fact, in a lot of ways, yeah. Worship moves God more than anything. So it's just me bringing young people together with the intent that, them being there will, if they've been somehow moving away and just forgetting about God, it will remind them that, God is very important. Yeah. Let's remember, to always reverence God, Maybe it will help most people to, and it has actually helped most people give their lives to Christ again. And, just start reconnect, thinking about them and their relationship with God. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's just the idea behind Zion worship. And God has really been doing his work with Zion worship, and I'm very happy about that. Yeah.
I really respect it, Vicky, because as I said earlier, there's some people that the pastors will never be able to connect with.
Exactly.
Some people that the pastors will never be able to tell about Jesus.
Yeah.
But you can.
And it doesn't
do that.
Mean that they are not doing the work well. Yeah. It's just that these people will not be able to relate well to them.
Yes. There are thousands of women who want to be Vicky James, who would just look at you and say, if this God will be served.
Exactly. I have testimonies like that. Exactly.
Amy say, I go try this God.
And that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. So that people don't think that all the glory has to go back to God. Do you understand? So people know that, now God, Zainduan.
Yes, sir.
So he'll be able to do it for me.
Yeah.
You understand? That's why I started, evidence day.
Yes.
You understand? Let me say, they tell you from mouth. Evidence day. And that's why I do the empowerment thing as well, because that's what the Bible teaches us to do, to share the little that you have.
Mm.
Because you get nobody they see, but they tell them every day about God. How do they want to experience
this God?
Yes. You just carry your money, they chop. You go drive Benz, go preach for people, finish, turn your back. You don't give them anything. Who? If I'm me, I don't go 1 year to God. Because if you can drive a Benz, then you can buy me food to eat.
Yeah.
If I never chop, why they can't tell me about God?
And the God that we serve cares about our well-being. People don't understand that. The parable of the five fishes and two loaves,
And a loaf of bread.
The feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000, right? Mm-hmm. I say beyond the fact that it was a miracle
Two fishes. Five fishes.
It's five fish and two loaves of bread.
Five fishes and two loaves of bread.
Please help us. People know this person
five loaves.
Five loaves and two fish. How will we forget me and you?
My brother,
anyway, moving on.
We shall know the story. We'll not say feed,
beyond whatever it was, God was to be glorified, but it also showed the care that Jesus had for people. Because they had left for the disciples, they could just say, I don't want to feed 5,000, but more than they go. But Jesus said, sit them down, we're going to feed them.
Yeah.
That just shows who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. Saying, and we should be able to represent Jesus from our lives, mm-hmm. how we live it out.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what you're doing, and I really applaud it.
Thank you.
Say me an office starts, I watch it, but you see, this is my cubicle here.
Yeah, an office starts, I watch
it. They do ministry for you. This is not ministry training idea. So well done, Vicky James.
Thank
Before
you,
I let
say.
You go, say, fine girl like this, she know God. She get money. She, you understand? Yeah. I see, say ring, did this your finger, but I don't know.
I said, I'm married to Jesus.
Now, you know, for that one.
Married.
What's up with the niggas? Because I know by now, niggas, they cute. It will be like the first class today.
But now the funny thing be that. When you don't see fine girl, you know where they do well. If you say niggas.
You know
my brother, you had a. Not true.
But the kind of niggas who you know.
Because. They feel they fear, say, ah, I cannot go talk to this one. Oh. She's too expensive. Me, oh. I cannot go talk to this one. Oh. She not go there humble. Oh.
They don't say you have Christ living in you. Humility is your watchword.
I'm not searching, Sha. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
So, I don't understand this. If you're not searching, that means there's somebody there.
Something like that.
My friend, you're a crook. You first go to the corner, still land for year. Okay. No wonder you just focus on Jesus.
So. Well, not maybe this, but there's somebody somewhere, you know.
That, you know, after a hard day's work, you call and say, honey.
You know, that kind of thing. You know, that's the way they do Jesus work for me too. You know, Jesus, they use and they pet me, they give me peace of mind.
Jesus is taking care of me.
Exactly.
Because Jesus is a loving father. You know, say, this is my daughter like this. After a long day's work, you don't see somebody would like this.
Ah, like that. You know.
Oh, Father, you're amazing.
You know, God.
Can I talk
too much? You provide everything.
Jehovah.
Complete.
So he made provision for this.
You know they make mistakes.
I know what. Because you I know like who they find. I know they're outside. Hey, you see Jesus. I see this guy, you know, they find your husband.
I don't know if I was that. I don't marry my husband, man, is dead.
Yeah, my course.
The Lord Jesus.
So you want to be like to be careful, you just release husband for us one day.
I will be. Said I release.
I must find out before you release this husband.
The Lord will do it. The Lord is gonna do it soon.
So person day.
Because
I won't do.
You go see put. You go see put some. Actually, Mike, I read this one representation.
Okay, this one the whole and place with faith. Now faith. Oh,
yeah.
This one I rock. Now that one with faith. Rock.
Mm-hmm. Faith. No, never you rock.
Because me, I won't do a open audition for you. See, I'm not sending entries. Oh, I go forward that to your email. But now that you've said that,
man, I don't want. To.
Are you sure?
With their wahala. I'm okay where I am.
You know they test the waters, the...
I'm not
test. Yeah, a popping girl.
I'm not want test nothing. Nothing the outside. Which are they find? Which are they find?
What is the way man feel give you? Jesus don't give me.
Which are they find again? Nothing. You know? See,
this is the reason why I tell people to come to Christ. Everything
please, come to Christ, okay? Oh, it's the best place to be.
Thank you, my
sister. You go provide everything. Make you know they rush, go they find husband, where husband no day. You go bring husband, come. Yeah.
Thank God for you,
go bring
sister.
Up. First, you say God is very creative. If you be get away, you just say people, they say, go outside, make if you see husband, God, they're creative. You go just say, if he there, person go pass for window, you start knock your window, they say, I'm sorry, I hit your window.
Now, you want to come?
No, now. I say God, they're creative. Anyhow, if you have
to. I say your own creativity.
My brother, that my own, eh? He be like, say, you go bring me back for this podcast again. When this time
rich. You won't run like this.
That one. If you want to come, it go long. If we do this podcast with 3 hours, we never finish. Mm-hmm. Story behind.
Summarize and give me like 1 minute so to
version.
Because you don't break a lot of men hearts with this.
I'm a man, I go sit down.
You don't see men. I didn't know your gist. May they find you.
They're not serious. They find me now. They don't see me since.
When you're the horse, know that you never make money. You get you be body, you be problem. Now you they call, she's an add-on. She's a support system. You know, when men talk about their wife, you get money. You know, this one, the wife really support her because
I'll tell you.
More poverty is a bastard. You know, when they talk about your wife, you get money. She's a blessing. She's an adult. She's a homemaker.
And I tell you, she don't work.
Right now, you are an adult. Like, you just go, you might not go spend money for
more stress. More stress.
Because you are bringing to the table.
And that's actually the life I've always prayed for.
Mm.
You know, the kind of life where I'm not looking for a man's help to be able to do anything.
Yes.
I'm not a burden to any man. I'm not saying that girls who are not doing well in business are burden, right? But that's who I've always wanted to be.
Mm.
So I'm not looking for a husband because I want a good life.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a husband because I want happiness. I want peace of mind. That's always been my prayer. So, you know, ladies, when they pray for a husband, make sure that they're specific. All the years I've been praying for husband, I never pray for husband. Say, God, I want husband to take care of me.
Are you serious? Coming from where you're coming from, that's a very powerful place to be.
No, I have never prayed for. I've never prayed for that kind of man, and it's not like because me, I'm not, you know, girls don't go marry when no go make them. Bele,
this girl to believe God.
You know, gets you don't get husband
by association.
You know, just have you married like this, where in life no go better, or where you no go better for us, you know, possible. Why they waste time? They pray for that kind of thing, and they pray for the important things. They pray for man will get good personality. Pray for man will give me peace of mind. If I don't suffer, suffer, come back, I go day happy. If I see, I go just because they look at the happy.
No, so this one,
like the one I get, if they look at the happy.
Wait a second. Give me joy. For this Lagos.
The peace.
Wait a second. For this Lagos.
Confirm my life in Christ.
Lay brand the boat.
You know? So he added no sorrow.
Yes.
Maybe this also. He added them.
Why you just see this one? For this Lagos.
I see. God keep us somewhere. I look for 2 years.
Two years. 2 years.
Nahimo. No, look at him somehow. Collect him.
Are you serious?
I say, okay. I don't collect. I mean, I knew him for 2 years before we started dating. And we did 1 year on the 15th of October.
Wow, this that's podcast, a day before my birthday.
No job this podcast for December.
December
1st, I won't post.
You won't post it, man. Now, you know, we don't really have to.
So, yeah.
So, this is really... Vicky, women of God, they lie you. So, you don't come... I mean, guys, you heard it first. Vicky's engaged, ready to be married. By December, you hear it, but this is the prevent. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Also, we're going to say bless you. Talent, so beauty, money, man.
Thank you. I'm happy. I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
I'm happy, honestly. Like, I'm grateful to God. So grateful to God. And yeah, like I said, I've never prayed for anything apart from peace of mind. Mm. And when you see me, you're going to say I get peace of mind.
You do. You look like it.
Trust me, because I've dated people and I've never had this kind of peace in my life before. So, it's just like when God do something for you, you know, say, now God do this one, you know. The other ones, now God sees one because now phase they take you
yes,
through.
Yes, and it's like training.
Do you understand?
It's so good training.
Now phase they take me through, but
yeah.
This one, we ain't do. Ain't do this one. No. In fact, of everything I'm thankful for, you know, say, when people never enter marriage, they talk like this. People gonna say, calm down, no, you never enter. Enter first, then you see them all. But this is a lie. I don't see. You don't show me the future from now.
Mm.
Do you understand? Like, of everything that God don't do for me, I'm so grateful for all of them, but I'm even more grateful for this one. Do you understand? Like, the best I say, to talk this story, you're going to need another podcast.
So, I go bring it back.
I don't drop this one. So, the story for the whole relationship, how we meet, the people where they're involved, it long. Now, even since where blogs don't carry, twist the story, you know, I had to pray to God that God, all the story where they come out for these blogs, a lot of people have not heard about what I'm saying. You might not even have heard about it because I had to pray and say, God, you know, say, I don't hustle over the years. I don't suffer to build a name for myself. You know me. Now only you know me. People go talk with you, they want to talk for outside. But now you know me. Now you know what's seen happen.
Yeah.
Now you see everything. If for real, what's in the network say I do am. They made these things spoil my name. But if for you, you don't say, this is where they happen so. Now something will be say, I don't get any bad hand inside. I don't do anything bad inside.
Shut it down.
Me and my man, we don't do anything bad inside. Die this story. Make you not do anything to me. As it didn't take die, now only God knows it take happen.
So there was rumors about you?
There were a lot of blogs carried. All these MQT Jews, they carry fake lies. They said everything they could say. So not to say, hey. So this one, someone even said, you don't go blame her now. She mean that Jegule she come from.
Jesus.
What did she go settle for before? Yeah. Someone said that in one of the comments of the blogs. Say you cannot bring the girl out of the gutters and take the gutter out of her.
Jesus.
Now so they talk.
Come on, bitch, get mind though.
Yeah. So they talk. Say after all the hustle, I don't hustle. Now there I want. Now what I want set to be that.
But you know, but Vicky, you know when now that I'm getting.
And they smile. They happy.
But you know now that I'm getting older, because I know I'm going to make a lot of money.
Of course.
I know that I'm going to be successful. You know, but one of the things that is so important is the people that we end up with because they can make or break us.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's not even in the glam of, oh, this one has money.
Exactly.
Doing well. Just in somebody who sees
exactly.
You.
And that's why, that's the place where contentment comes in.
Yes.
Because, trust me, like, I love the good things of life, but I'm such a content girl.
Yeah.
Like, anything I cannot buy myself, let nobody buy it for me. And anything I want for myself, I will hustle and get it for myself.
No, but it's also, even away from that, It's also the level of peace that you have in your home that you're able to thrive.
Thank you. Thank you, because
all of this,
because I know when I date people, where it affects me,
yes,
and my work.
Yes.
I go quarter finish, I go work, I don't go feel work, I go to
think. Yes. Yes.
I go to think, meanwhile, I can't relate to that anymore. Like in 1 whole year, it's like, where you did before? Where you did since? Do you understand?
And you prayed about it and it's signed sales. My sister, don't follow all these girls.
Follow
it. Listen, I mean, I married my best friend.
What's it
cause I mean? Best friend don't break up 2 years after.
What's it cause I mean? I say that they're old, they talk. I say, they talk, are they happy? Are they thank my God? I say, God, thank you. I say, God, thank you. And they talk. I say, do you know that people's opinion can actually make you feel like you're making a mistake if you don't know. If you don't do, make decisions with God.
Thank you. With your whole and there. You see what you talk soon? You know, for the last how many years of my career, I lived for people's opinions, mm-hmm, validation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm Chris. So I started changing my brain. I said, God, you have to get me to a point where you are the only validation that I,
yes,
see.
Yes.
Because there's so many opinions. So today I want to be this one. Today I want to be that one.
Oh my God.
And God, I only need your counsel. Exactly. What you say cannot be wrong.
Exactly.
Help me to get to that point.
And that's why I say, if you have God there, you cannot be depressed. People are depressed. Like people don't know God.
Eesh.
Because this thing I'm telling you likely like this, yeah? If you see the things that was written on these blogs, eh? If you don't know God, if you go into depression. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't know, if you go look at when you after this podcast, if you don't know God, you feel they're depressed. Because my solace was me going back to God and being like, God, console me, like, as in, give me peace. And once I leave that place, I'm back to life.
You see that peace? See, when the Bible says, this peace I give to you, the world cannot.
You can never.
Vicky, you know, I just said blog posts. Like, before they carry me for blog for my walk, I go, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't get one season where we say, they can't carry me for blog, mm-hmm, for things I don't want. They, yeah, call me for worry. They call, yeah, me. I want Chris.
Yeah. I can relate.
I say, God, what the hell is going on?
And until it happens to you, you'll not be able to relate to what people have been going through. Like, when it happened to me, and I knew that a lot of the things they say about people, when blogs post things, I know they believe them.
Yes.
Yes. I know that, because when it happened to me, I say, shoo.
Yes.
Now, so life be.
Yes. Yes.
Social media.
Yes.
And I understood why people go into depression.
Yes.
And want to kill themselves.
Yes.
Because you're like, you know when, and especially if I'm not the kind of person that you don't want to come out on social media to reply things.
I cannot address. You know, I say, God, I just want to make it out of the hood. But what is story? Like, what is this conversation?
Yeah.
You know,
and by the time you have that kind of goal, now there, say you want become something, you know, they now there now all these kind things, yes, they start from.
The only place that I found peace was in prayer and just asking God to just help me. And you know, one day there was a post on Instagram recently. They call me different name. I know they laugh. My friend will send,
really,
me
some.
Because I feel like God had healed me to a point where
that's literally the stage where I'm at right now. When I see comments like that, I just laugh.
So, as you were saying, so, I couldn't laugh. And you know, God reminded me that.
Oh my God!
Exactly about 3-4 months ago, you could not even break a smile when this thing was on the,
yeah,
blog.
Yeah. I can relate. That's literally where I am now. I'll just come my work, without a laugh.
It's so good to have somebody like that. I'm so proud of you for your choices. I'm so proud of you because you are not looking for what is shining now.
Nah, I'm
because,
not.
Because, man, you know, Bolale said something on Tuke's podcast that, you know, if you look at the men that...
I remember.
Yeah. If you look at the men that... The artists that are shining now,
yeah,
they married dead guys. Yeah. They married guys where people don't expect, say, you go turn out where... They married helpers, supports. Yeah. You know, say, this guy now, they shine now.
Yeah.
And so, whoever God has said, oh, this is your person.
Yeah.
Olamo, my Olamo. Sister.
Olamo.
Olamo.
Oh, God, oh, make it for future's good partner. No, we don't. They give the advice now. We go help now for life.
Yes, please.
Oh God, though, make it go fit choose good life partner. Gonna leave all these things.
Mm.
The rate of divorce now. So you say sometimes when I see divorce, I say Jesus. Hey, you get one way shock me. Oh, you say pay me till now. You know, be divorce. He pay me, right? And it's not like because I used to follow him And when I see his family, I'm always so happy.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, I was so heartbroken. I sent it to my brother. My brother was like, no, normal thing. I was like, he pay me. Say, and yes. Your marriage, I say, he pay me.
Yes.
He shall pay me. In fact, that post made me go back to God and pray again for my relationship. Do you get? It just made me confirm that is this boy I want to marry. Do you understand? It made me confirm it. Like, I cannot marry twice. It's not possible. And if the flashy life is what I have to sacrifice to marry well, I will sacrifice it. Do you understand? Because what's the again person they find? If you don't fit live life normally, yes. If you don't fit, say if you afford anything you want,
a few trips here and there.
If you understand, few, just few. Like, you feel create impacts for yes. For the place where you're there.
Yeah.
You feel touch lives, if you inspire people, you feel be good person.
I know man, person will lazy. Person if you work to build his whole career.
What's the again you define? If you die today, you go carry everything, follow yourself. No. What's the again you define? You know, go rather day for a house so you go feel they happy.
Peace.
You don't there before with person where you there with, and I thought they look and say, just they happy. No more they talk. No, just get happiness. Not be say
my
not,
sister, you're yeah, a good person. She's a friend of mine.
Are they happy?
Are you serious?
Sometimes I go just look at her.
This is my mom.
I go pray for my mom. Say, God, thank you. Say, God, thank you. You can't find joy. Find 1 kilogram.
I don't think you go like fine boy. You
I'm not like fine boy before they talk, I don't feel my fine boy. Like, I don't fit. My brother now. So I look at them, say, God, thank you for cleaning down my mouth. The fine one, I saw my pig. I imagine my children go fine, die.
I mean, when is bro? I never see I was. You know, your story.
Don't worry, go see him soon.
So you want to shock me too? They,
my precious, my investigation. My precious jewel, I'll just throw him like that to the public.
I'll call visit you for. No, where is that your shop?
I'll post him in a grand style.
I mean, invite me because I won't call you for your house. I need to see this before you come out for grand style. Well, congratulations, my friend. I wish you the best going forward.
Thank you. I said you here. Anyways.
This is what happens. The Holy Spirit is here. They release things. But you know, I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy that you have a good head on your shoulders. And I know that going forward, whatever you lay your hands on will be blessed.
Amen.
I mean, you're so blessed. I can tell from Amen. Everything that's happening with you. Amen. What's in the future for Vicky James?
What's in the future? I have a goal to open a store in the US and the UK. That's right. Like my next plan for right. Vicky James. Because most of my clients, like I said, are in the US, in the UK, and like in other parts of the world, even more than in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So, and because I have like a goal to see my brand, to see like people all over the world, like celebrities outside Nigeria, in the US, in America, to see Beyonce in my dress, you know, even if Christians say that Beyonce is like, you know, like a devil's incarnate.
Christians should sit down.
Yeah. Even if they say all of that, right? To see someone like that in my dress, yes. As big as she is, yes. Is like something that I look forward it to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's the plan right now. That's like my, because I set goals for my brand. Yeah. Just like how I've set a goal that before the year runs out, I must pass 1 million followers on Vicky James Official, right?
Yeah.
So I've set the goal that by next year, by the grace of God, I want to see my brand in maybe UK or in the US catering to like people all over the world. Yeah.
That's an amazing goal. And I hope that you reach it eventually.
Amen.
We've come to the end of the show. I could go on and on, but I mean, time is fast. So please help me sign out with this camera.
Oh, hi guys. I'm Vicky James, as you already know. And I just had a very long and interesting conversation with Tameson on Tea with Tay, and I'm excited. Make sure that you share this video. Make sure that you repost it, share it to all your friends. Make sure that you leave amazing comments. Love you guys.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.